welcome, and I'd like to call to order the March 20th, 2020 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke is absent. Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. So thank you all for being here, and our wonderful superintendent, Diane Allen, our amazing treasurer, Todd Johnson, are here. And before we get started, I know our entire board just feels so incredibly grateful for everything that has gone on over the past 2 weeks, well, much longer than that, because I know you've been working hard, planning for just what has happened, and it's been, in my opinion, an amazing rollout. I know, like, our technology department, our transportation, our food service, our teachers, our aides, everybody has really been pulling together to do whatever needs to happen, and we just can't thank you enough. Obviously, we know there are some hiccups out there, but again, it's really been so impressive. And if anybody else wants to chime in, because I think it's a nice opportunity for everyone to know.
I shared with you Diane yesterday that I had a phone conversation with Senator Burke. He wanted me to pass on to all the staff, employees, all the teachers, everybody involved with the schools, what a magnificent job they're accomplishing and how much he appreciates the hard work and dedication in very difficult, trying and unusual circumstances. He was just, very pleased to see that, and I think it reflects well on our district and all the people, parents, everybody in our district, but our community at large.
Yes, and I want to say something too. On Facebook, you know how you have a lot of negative. I've only read positive, which is amazing, because so many people are so negative. The job is being done great because it's always been, everything I've read has been positive feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
And I took the opportunity yesterday, I stopped by Creekview and said thank you to the staff that was handing out lunches, and stopped by Maven, said thank you. We talked to Karen Wells for just a brief minute, 6 feet apart.
Yes, of course.
I think it speaks volumes to our school community, and our community is large, that everyone's pulling together in this difficult time.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, because I stopped by the sites as well, and the other thing I wanted to point out is the fact that we had a police officer at all those locations, and so again, those partnerships that we have built up over the years, it speaks volumes to our community, and so thank you to everybody. And now, would you like to give us an update?
Sure. So there's another video message going out I just recorded this morning, reminding everyone that we will be in a complete shutdown next week. We do have some contracted work taking place, and those have been approved, and I did send you an email this morning with what those were. Besides that, Jeff and Ryan will be doing building walkthroughs just to check on things, but other than that, everyone will be at home, and then we'll reevaluate towards the end of the week on what our next steps are. So lunches are shut down as well, and they pick up March 30th. So I just wanted to let you know, originally, not that this changes what we're going to do, but in case you're asked, originally the lunches were going to run like a summer program and be 100% reimbursable. Then the communication changed, and we would only be reimbursed for free and reduced students, which we track every day, who's coming, and et cetera. And now it seems to be changing back again, so... at this point, the food service program is footing the bill, if you will, for all of the lunches. Just the first day was donations from the Hope Center. Just stay tuned, because I'm not sure really where it's going to land, but I thought you should know that in case people really questioned, that situation. So we do plan on starting those back up March 30th. We are... we'll be looking at options over break to possibly change distribution a little bit, just out of safety for our workers. So We talked to other school districts yesterday and have a couple ideas of how we might do things a little different, but stay tuned because we don't have that plan worked out yet. We will ensure kids get a breakfast and lunch for the entire week. Mm-hmm. The format just may look a little different. Other than that, shout out to the IT department. They're doing amazing work. Tommy and his team are supporting teachers and students and families. Hotspots that we ordered are completely sold out, so we're trying to find another avenue. We have 56 requests for hotspots. I talked to the city last night. They may be donating 4 or letting us borrow 4. So we're trying to get access. In the meanwhile, students receive copies and modifications in order. A spring break buys us a little time to hopefully locate some more. So that's in the works. We have an email address that's up over spring break. So if people do have a issue, Jonathan and I will be receiving emails from that email address and trying to help people over break if that's needed. I think those are the big changes. So we have everything operationalized that people can work from home. Todd's office might be the exception to that due to some security things, but we could shut down to the point where only maybe one or two of them had to come in every once in a while.
Have you heard much about connections with, you know, like having so many people on different platforms? Heard many issues.
We have not received any negative feedback. Matter of fact, I got the greatest video yesterday from a parent. Her son is autistic, and he couldn't wait to see his friends. And the teacher zoomed the entire class,
right?
And so he could see his friends on the screen, and it was the cutest thing ever. So, right now, I mean, the issue would be those people that mostly rural. The
right.
Spectrum deal that everyone has pushed out on social media is a great deal. However, if a family has an outstanding balance with them, they won't install it for free. So there are some issues. While some of them would be prospective clients, there's obstacles for them. And things like Spectrum don't meet our rural needs at all. So that's why the hotspot is the better alternative. So Tommy's working on that this morning since we did not get our original order.
Okay.
It was, increase in the number of lunches as the week went on. It was really very heartening. We went from, 337 to 511 in a matter of
4 days. Well, till today.
Yeah, 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
3 days.
Really steady.
And
sorry for my math issue yesterday.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I think it's great that parents are availing themselves of resources. Certainly, we want to make sure that the kids get a good education. And the basis of that is for them to feel safe and secure and full.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to know that we're doing all that we can to try to make the best of a very difficult situation.
And Blessings in a Backpack is working on something, I think, over spring break, aren't they?
Yes, they have a distribution out of downtown where people can pick up for weekend still and spring break and et cetera.
Right.
So,
right. Good stuff. Okay. Good. No other comments? Then thank you for that update. And again, thanks for everything that everybody in the district is doing under your leadership. So, I really appreciate it. Next on our agenda is the I'd accept a motion to approve a couple of resolutions, one for some mechanical contractors to replace copper water piping at Ringman Elementary and replace 5 water pressure tanks that have reached their life expectancy, and then an additional resolution to purchase 5 new school buses.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. questions, comments?
Mrs. Allen, can you kind of go back and look at or remind us a little bit about the Raymond water situation, please?
Sure. Certainly in, boy, it seems like a long time ago now, but it's, I don't know, just been the school year. We did have some bad water tests come back. The recommendation, although they can't find why we would have had the level we did at the time, their recommendation is to start replacing old water lines and tanks and prior to the beginning of next school year. That's really why we're here today to just approve these few agenda items, is because there's a sense of urgency to have the contract done so the work can start and be completed prior to next school year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I know I was also wondering, I'm always interested in budgeting and stuff, so with our 20-year permanent improvement forecast, how do both of these issues kind of fall in line with that?
Yeah, both of these items fit within the existing PI forecast. The buses are part of the fiscal year 21 allocation, so that's basically right on schedule. The other project, while that wasn't a planned project, that fits within the fiscal year 20 maintenance budget, whether it be for where there was savings with other projects and or moving things around, so that also fit within the project, the budget, without having to, you know, amend the budget or do any increases or anything.
Any other questions about these resolutions? If it is approved, then those contractors, the process is what they can then order the parts and how long, do you have any idea of how long they think it's going to take?
Well, we were due to start the day school was out in order to be done by the day.
Okay.
So depending on how long this shutdown may take, I don't
right.
know if work could start earlier, but
right.
certainly we understand they are not going to buy parts until they have a approved
resolution
from the board.
Okay. All right. Well, if there are no other questions, and roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Pat, if there are there any other comments before we motion to adjourn?
I just would like to add that I appreciate the board practicing social distancing and all the healthy habits that we put in mind. There is some legislation that is out there to be able to allow boards to possibly stream or do Zoom type meetings in the state that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. And I would just encourage you to support that and maybe reach out to people and because you've all taken a risk today to
right.
come here.
Right.
And so we'd like to just
see
remind people of that.
Well, and thank you for bringing that up, because I know, our regular March meeting was canceled from last night. And so one of the reasons why we're having this is these were two items that really needed to be, were time sensitive and needed to be taken care of.
Have you heard where that's at, Sue?
Pardon?
As far as being able to video stream. So I was saying, I read one thing that it was okay, then they said no, it's
right.
not okay. So I know it's
so
come back.
The Attorney General said that we could, but in the Attorney General's language, it said always defer to your legal. So when we called legal, their recommendation to us was not to push that envelope until there was a law that would support it.
Okay.
Even though that was an Attorney General opinion. So that's why we went ahead. So hopefully in the next couple weeks, with all the changes that are taking place, I would hope that they would allow us to do some things like that, as long as we're making them public and transparent to our stakeholders.
Right. And so if they would approve something like that, it's kind of been my thought that we would maybe schedule something every 2 weeks. If it's going to be a phone meeting, I don't think any of us really want to be sitting there on the phone for 2 hours, or an hour and a half. So maybe if we schedule something every 2 weeks, it gives us an opportunity to get some, you know, more current updates and take care of business, because this time of year is really an important time where they're able to interview and fill open spots, things like that. We need to be taking action so people know, yes, you do have a contract, and, you know, so anyways.
And we could maybe meet by that Zoom and do it.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just get on our computers, or it's a face-to-computer meeting.
Right, and I would suggest maybe every other Thursday, since our regular meetings are Thursday, so that would kind of put us in line to do an April 2nd, and then our April meeting was scheduled for the 6th, regular meeting was for the 16th, and then the 30th, and so on, depending on how long this situation lasts. So that's kind of what I was thinking. And then, really, the only other thing I wanted to say is just if there's anything else you feel like the board can do to support the work that's going on, I think I will send out an email today before spring break from the board, if that's okay with the rest of you. But if there's other things that we can do, please let us know.
I think time will tell as things continue to unfold. So right now we feel great about the people who are coming in to work for us. And, you know, we do think that as this continues, that delivery option may increase and we may need additional support with that. And again, it really is a one-person job. If you want to implement social distancing, you can't really have someone else in your car unless it's someone like a spouse that you're living with and already exposed to. But that makes it really easier if there's two people. One can run it up to the door and the other one drive. So that might be one area as we move forward that we might need some help with.
Okay.
But I will let you know.
Yeah.
I will continue to update you. Try to get every communication to you. I'm super impressed with our website. We push everyone there. That's been a lot of work for us, but I think it is a great one, and I would just continue to tell you to go there. If I miss something, we've had a lot of stuff going out. I don't think I've missed anything, but they're all posted there in case I did.
Yeah, it is a really good resource, so I encourage
you. Thank you for everything. Yeah, I mean, I'm just so pleased, and all of our teachers, and
everyone's
amazing.
Yeah,
amazing. And like I said, everything I'm reading is so positive, and it just feels good that the other things I'm reading is like, parents, now you know what teachers go through. And I'm like, all right, so
it is kind of a nice reminder for everybody.
Yes.
To you know, the importance of spending time with your kids, and you know, not just saying, you know, go play on the Xbox or whatever, but actually trying to be creative, and you know, doing everything that is in line with our motto here. You know?
It's really nice that they're recognizing the value, of our teachers and our schools.
Yes,
so that's
and
wonderful.
That it's so much more than just academics.
Yeah.
I think that's really what struck me, you know, when the school shut down, all of a sudden, okay, how are we going to feed them? How are we going to support their social, emotional? And really, that's something that everybody needs to be aware of. It's being asked of all public schools. So.
And this is also a great time to teach life skills at home.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'd love to see people baking with their kids. See a couple of those if they're working on math skills. And even the ones where kids are playing them. Mud puddles. I don't know if you've seen some of those.
Yes.
The rain we've had. So I think, you know, it's
funny. We watched our neighbors' kids were running around the backyard, and then they were doing calisthenics and core work outside yesterday. And, you know, we took a walk. And just
our next door neighbors have changed the curriculum a little bit, and they've added AP bathroom cleaning.
Maybe advanced laundry, too.
As a matter of fact, that was on their list of new curriculums.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We're adjourned at 10:18. Thank you.
Sorry, the State Department called.